Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. On our devotional today, we'll look at 11, 3, and 1.
King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thy agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary.
11, 3, and 1. Well, the 11 is for the 11 disciples, apostles, who were with the Lord when he was in the upper room. And the three called apart with him to go further into the garden to pray. And the one, Christ alone, praying. The 11, the select group, called out, the trusted ones, called to go forth with him. But they were only human. And of course, he knew this. And the three, they were another selected group. They were experienced. They had seen him in his transfiguration on the Mount of Transfiguration. They were supportive. They went with him, as Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 and following. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go yonder. Go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he to them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And so he goes further into the garden to pray with the three, and they are left back at a certain distance. When one enters into this type of prayer, and again, we're using this example of our Lord as an example for us to seek after in this matter of praying. Mark gives an account of this, and Luke also, and Matthew as well, in which we are looking at for the devotional. But here is fervent prayer. It's a time of privacy. You know, we love to have our prayer meetings, and we even have our special groups with which we gather for prayer. We have our circles that we call upon. Would you pray about this? And sometimes the nature of a request is of such that the more details that a person may know about it, the more tempted they are to pray wrong about the matter. But the Lord, who knows the heart, and the Spirit of God, who knows the purpose of God, will pray and will direct the way we ought to pray. And so the circle grows smaller until finally there you are alone before the Lord in prayer. Fervent prayer, private prayer, personal prayer, and sometimes painful prayer. Our Lord in the garden as he prayed, Matthew says in verse 38 of this passage that there were drops of blood. And then Luke also gives to us that he was sweating drops, as it were, of blood. Now, this is the kind of praying in which our Lord was doing, that one should enter into prayer, fervent prayer. Now, James records the prayer of Elijah and tells us in that passage in chapter 5 that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, here's the God-man praying. So he prayed perfectly. He prayed with fervency, left for us an example of what happens. First of all, there are some that will need to be left aside. Tell them that there is a need. Secondly, there are others who will go with you a bit further, and they will pray with you as long as they can and help you as long as they can. But ultimately, you will be alone before God. And that is a blessed place to be. Even in that room, when our Lord was praying so fervently, and the devil was trying to kill him if he could have. The scriptures tell us afterwards, the angels came and ministered to him, very much as it happened after he fasted and prayed 40 days in the wilderness to be ministered to. He who came to give his life a ransom also prayed fervently, leaving us an example. And by God's grace, may we seek to attain unto a level of fervent prayer, effectual prayer, that we might hear from heaven. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.